Yes, it's a pure prerogative of the president as to who gets to be on the cabinet list. But it's really surprising that the local government minister, senior minister, is not there. And some other relevant ministers, but you have ministers of state, rather, on the cabinet. I don't know what informed that. It looks like there are too many people from Eastern Region. I don't know what informed that. I mean, we are all colleagues, but I thought that looking at local government ministry in particular, the senior minister, I mean, the role that we are all made to understand he will be playing, it's surprising that he doesn't find himself. These two in particular don't find themselves on the list. It's really surprising for me because if you look at the issue of local development and the way it cuts across, and they don't find expression in the cabinet. Well, they may be attending as participants.
The president has the mandate to determine who should be on his cabinet. But some of us thought that because parliament is a very important arm of the government, and the fact that there is a minister in charge of parliamentary business, that minister should have been made part of cabinet to enable him properly informed to defend government business on the floor. And that's why we are raising issues about why the president failed to include the Minister for Parliamentary Affairs, who must be in Parliament every day to defend government business. So at the decision point, cabinet, where all the decisions are taken, if he's part of it, he will be in a very sound position to explain to us what the intentions of government actually are. And that was the reason why we were raising issues.
There's a limit to the number of cabinet ministers. In the wisdom of the framers of the constitution, they've limited the number to 19. Maximum 19, minimum 10, right? There are 10 regions. So if you say 10, I think inferentially, you are looking at maybe each region for reasons of belongingness, having a member from the region to be in cabinet. That's why the constitution talks about 10. 19, so that we don't have an overly bloated kind of structure, right? Because cabinet exists to assist the president to evolve policies for his administration. Okay? It is not cabinet that formulates they only assist the president, right? The other things are done at the ministerial level. And as I said, the good thing is this president insists that meetings that he summons involves all ministers, right? They involve all ministers, and when matters come up for discussion and you have competence to respond to any matter or relate to any matter, you are at liberty to do that. At the end of the day, we sift and then take a position on what to do as a government. There are some regions that maybe contribute that are much more populated than others. Democracy is about representation. Representation is about people. It's not about trees and rivers. So if there are many people in a particular region, you expect that in constituting a cabinet, the president then may have many more people from that particular region than maybe a region that is sparsely populated or a region that doesn't have too many constituencies. Ashanti region, for instance, is very much populated. It has many constituencies. So in formulating a cabinet, you expect Ashanti of the 19 to have a minimum of, say, 2, perhaps 3, right? So that informed the president. So look at the cabinet. Every region is represented.